Hello, Gone Wild Audio. Hola. Buenos dias. Just kidding. It's afternoon, so buenas tardes. This is Switch Babe. This is my Proust. Or Proust. Is it Proust questionnaire? I have a bit of a sore throat, so sorry if I sound weird. Hopefully I'm allowed to play a bit of music in the background. I don't even know if you can hear that. I don't know copyright laws very much. I have a feeling this is gonna be really long and kind of awkward. But let's get going. Question number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I'm a woman, biologically and mentally. Just FYI, gender usually means kind of your internal things, and sex means like female, male, or intersex. Sexual orientation is complicated. I'm not sure how much I want to go into that. Let's just say I'm open to having sexual or romantic relationships with people of any gender or sex. I'm not that sexually attracted to people in general. I'm kind of more on the asexual side of things. So, if I kind of develop feelings for someone, I can be sexually attracted to them, but I'm not just gonna go out and go for a one-night stand with a stranger or anything. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If you enjoy that, whatever, I don't care. Good for you. That's just not my style of doing things. Question two, what gets you turned on? A lot of things. I enjoy. Well, obviously, I'm a switch. I enjoy people who are more dominant and controlling. And then I also enjoy people who are willing to submit. Both of those turn me on. Personalities are important for me. Sense of humor, intelligence, etc. Attractiveness, I guess, physically. Yeah, that's about it. I thought this was gonna be long, but now I feel like I might be going kind of quickly out of nervousness, so we'll see how that goes. Number three, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I want to say intellectual because I'm more attracted to kind of the mind and personality of people than just what they look like. I don't know. Openness. I'm into submission and dominance and bondage and various kinks. Yeah. Number four, what is your favorite sexual act? Oral. Giving and receiving, probably. I'm kind of a giver. So I enjoy making my partners come apart, I guess. Just making them shake and shiver and etc. I haven't gone all the way, I guess, with anyone, but imagine I would enjoy like a missionary type of thing, just facing my partner. Or just tying them up and having my way with them. Number 5. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Again, that's going to be the mind, probably. They have to be a nice person. They have to be passionate. Good sense of humor. Physically, I like men who are taller than me. I'm not that tall, but, well, I'm kind of tall. I like a moderate level of fitness. I like guys who are either skinny or fit or slightly chubby, I guess, but not like extremely anorexic or obese, I don't know. But I like people who are open to trying whatever I want to try. It's nice if they're also kind of a switch, because I don't want to be confined to a certain role. Yeah, that's all I can think of right now. Oh, and I like my ladies, feminine, mostly. And on the slightly curvier side. Yeah. 6. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Something where both or all partners are consenting. That's important, I guess. And everyone has fun and enjoys himself and feels satisfied when it's over. Not necessarily orgasm-wise, but just everyone enjoys it. 7. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? I guess black is a good color. I like navy a lot. Purple is my favorite color in general, so I like purple. It's a sexy color. Red. Any color, really, besides like brown, orange, yellow, I guess. Not really into those. How do I prepare myself? It depends on what I'm doing. If I'm going on a date with someone, I guess, if we're going out for dinner or to a club or whatever, I don't know, heels. Feel sexy in heels, maybe some lacy tights, slightly low-cut top, bit of makeup. I don't wear too much makeup, so just a bit of eye makeup, I guess. Lipstick or something. If I'm going I mean, it depends on what type of thing I'm doing. If I'm going like on a hike with someone, I'm not gonna dress the same way. So, but I mean, doing active things with someone just makes it sexy, I guess. I don't have to look that great if I'm just having fun out with someone. I like wearing dresses a lot. Make me feel feminine and such. If I'm going just out to a normal place, if I'm doing something more active, I'll wear shorts, pants. Number 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? There's gonna be a couple here. I really, I'm kind of a nerd. I like Star Trek a lot. Basically any actors or actresses in the new Star Trek films and some of the old series. I like a lot of them. I guess mostly just actors and actresses and movies and TV shows I like. The actors of Supernatural, they are sexy. Yeah. Fictional character? I don't know. Probably also someone from one of those things. Number 9, who turns you on the most in your life? If I can say the people of Gone Wild Audio, I would say that because I don't really have anyone in my life right now who turns me on, which is kind of sad. But I enjoy all the conversations I've had with the people of Gone Wild Audio. And listening to your voices and making audios for you. So I guess that's it. Number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? It kind of depends on what the situation is. I always like my name. Quite nice, personal. Babe, baby, sweetie, honey, love, darling. Those types of things are nice if it's kind of a sweeter, softer thing. If I'm being submissive, girl, or whatever my dom wants to call me, anyways. When I'm in charge, I like to be called mistress, probably. That's all I can think of. Which sexual talent, number 11, which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn star size cum shots, being super flexible, etc. I don't have much of a gag reflex. I'm already really flexible. I do a lot of yoga. I'm not a dude, so don't have cum shots anyway. I don't really care about the size of those. I guess though, related to that, squirting? I guess some people are into that. I've never done that, so that would be something interesting to have, I guess. Number 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I think I found out about it through Tumblr. I have a Tumblr Not gonna tell you guys what it is. It's kind of a variety of art. Oh, excuse me. Art. I like art. Kind of some things from movies and TV shows and whatever, and feminism. So, some feminist blog I follow posted a link to another feminist blog about kind of female sexuality, and I kind of looked at that, and they talked about various audio sites. This was a few months ago. So they talked about literotica and sonic erotica, and they talked about GWA. At the time, I had never gone on Reddit, really. Like, I'd kind of looked, and I was kind of afraid of it, I don't know. But eventually, I just decided to check it out, and I really liked it. I listened for a while, and I think what made me start posting, someone a few weeks ago posted a request for more languages. I didn't really think I had the sexiest voice, so I wasn't really planning on posting before that. But then I decided I could do something special since I can speak Spanish and kind of some other languages. I thought I would just try that out. People liked it and I kept posting. I mean, it hasn't been very long, but I enjoy speaking Spanish for you guys. And I enjoy all the feedback I've gotten. It's been really nice. So that's why I've kept posting, I guess. I've talked to quite a few people, and it's really nice to make friends who I can be open with sexually. So, yeah. Number 13, what's your dirtiest fantasy? I think most of my fantasies are relatively normal, at least within this community. I guess one thing that's not that common or popular amongst people I've spoken to, pegging. It just seems like something that would be interesting to try since most of the guys I've talked to haven't really done it. Or a lot of them don't even show an interest in it. I think it would be fun to try. So I guess that would be it. Number 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail, of course? I haven't done much, honestly. I haven't gone all the way. I don't have that many people, as I said, in real life that I'm that attracted to. So, hopefully that'll happen in the future. Nothing too kinky. I guess the most I can think of is, should I talk about this? A few weeks ago, however long it's been, like right after I posted my verification, somebody started messaging me. And first we were kind of talking about some sexuality things, and then we talked about what we're into outside of the bedroom and such. And then, kind of developed to a Skype thing. I have roommates, so I have to be really quiet. So we actually kind of did this twice. Once, I wasn't speaking, I was typing and listening to his voice. And he got off just on the things I was saying and typing. And then there was some reciprocation. I still had to be quiet, so I just kind of whispered really quietly while my roommate was sleeping next to me. And he was kind of dominant then. And I was just listening to him and quietly responding and getting myself off while my roommate was sleeping. I was relatively kinky, I guess. Hopefully it's okay that I talk about that and I'm not saying any names or anything, but yeah. What's number 15? What's your favorite part of your body and why? Can I say my brain? I quite like my brain. It's kind of the house of my personality and intelligence and humor and creativity. If not, aesthetically, I like my eyes. They're kind of that blue, green, gray color. They kind of change depending on the weather or what I'm wearing or whatever. So they can be a mix of things or just blue or gray or green. So that's kind of nice. Yeah. I like my boobs, I guess. They're good size. I like my entire body, to be honest. I'm not that self-conscious. I'm relatively active, and I like the way my body looks and works, so. That's all of the Proust questions. I got a few other questions. I was thinking about doing an AMA, but I tend to post things in the middle of the night because I'm kind of a night owl. So I got one comment and a few people messaged me, but I decided to just do the Proust first and then an AMA later when people know me a bit more. But I did get a few questions. Bonus question number one, what's your sign? I don't know if people actually care about that. I guess they do. I'm a Virgo. My birthday is, or was, I'll be mysterious a bit, this week. So yeah, I'm a Virgo. From what I've read, I don't care all that much about astrology, but I kind of agree with what that sign says about me, somewhat. A bit, I don't know. Bonus question number two. What's something that GWA doesn't know about you? Some people who have been messaging me might know about this. Well, first of all, actually, I don't think anybody knew about my sexuality. I haven't done any F or Fs yet, although I would like to. But I do try to do a decent amount of F for A's, in case any ladies want to listen to me. So just by their nature, I have to be more specific. So I've done, I don't know how many, one F or M. So maybe I'll do some audios for the ladies. And then another thing I've kind of talked about with some people, and kind of mentioned a bit in here, I'm a huge nerd. I really love science and science fiction. watch a lot of TV shows. I mentioned Star Trek. I read a lot of sci-fi too. I read a lot of science articles. I just love science. I love learning. I love languages. I think I've mentioned that. I love learning those. Kind of a language nerd. Just a nerd in general. Math, science, language, history, English, anything, I guess. Bonus question number three. What languages do you speak, and which would you like to learn? I was actually just talking about languages, kind of. I speak English. That's my first language. I like to think I'm fluent. My second language, I started learning Spanish when I was 4. Although for a while I was just like learning colors and animals and such. But I like to think I can pronounce Spanish pretty well, which is why I like doing countdowns or historical literature in Spanish. I'm not as good at speaking Spanish, mostly because I don't really have anyone to speak to in Spanish. Some of my friends also speak English and Spanish, but I mean, English is their first language, so it's a lot easier to speak in English. I've been to a few countries where the primary language is Spanish, but it seems like everyone is willing to accommodate stupid Americans who only speak English, although I try to speak Spanish with the people sometimes. I kind of don't expect that. It's fun when people speak Spanish around me, kind of. I like eavesdropping on conversations in Spanish because people don't expect me to understand. So, Spanish, good at reading and hearing, listening, understanding, pronouncing, not as good at just generally speaking it. I've been learning Latin. I'm not perfect at it. It's not really a spoken language. There's a few different optional accents, I guess, or pronunciation styles. But I'm good at translating Latin, which is kind of what people do with Latin, I guess. Or just reading in Latin. I know a teeny bit of French and Italian. I'd like to learn those. I know a bit of Greek. Greek is pretty similar to Latin, because Latin kind of came from Greek. I'd like to learn Greek. I kind of want to learn Portuguese just because it's so similar to Spanish. Already, if I just read it, I can already understand a pretty good amount, but it's just slightly different. Kind of want to learn German and Dutch just because they're also kind of similar to English. I can already understand some of them. And I'd like to learn Norwegian just because a lot of my heritage and relatives are Norwegian. I met some earlier this summer, and it would be nice to talk to them in their native language. One of them, who is super nice, and I love him. He's like a grandpa aged person. He's great. He barely spoke any English, and I barely speak any Norwegian. So it would be nice to be able to speak to my relatives. Bonus question number four. Is this four? Yes. Your username is Switch Babe, so you like to vary between the dominant and submissive roles. What proportion of each role do you find yourself adopting, and what is it that appeals to you about each role? Yes, I'm a switch. That's why I chose the username. Before finding Gone Wild Audio a month or two ago, I mostly considered myself to be solely a dom. I like being in control. I like making people submit to me. But based on the nature of audios, most of the audios are dominant. So I was slightly wary about listening to those at first, but then I did, and I was like, oh my god, I'm a switch. And I realized that I really got off on those, and it's really nice for me to have someone else in control sometimes and be told what to do and be told when to come. So I quite enjoy that as well. I guess that's what appeals to me about each role. I like being in control and I like giving up control. As a dom, I like giving pleasure. I like having someone at my mercy. I guess in general, in audios, I like to hear people's pleasure. I like to give pleasure. But sometimes, I guess I have to focus on myself, and that's why I listen to, or yeah, I listen to dominant audios. I like to give up control sometimes. Bonus question number five, I think. What are some of the most memorable posts you've listened to on Gone Wild Audio? The first one I remember hearing was a SoundCloud link embedded onto a Tumblr. With permission. I don't actually know who it was. It was a female voice doing a 100 to 1 countdown. And that was the first I experienced of Gone Wild Audio. It was great. Got really turned on. And I was like, I need to check out this website. So that's memorable. The most shocking post I've heard is probably that one. I'm sure a lot of you know what I'm talking about. The post by Folly. I don't know his username, but I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. The one where he's having a dog have sex with the listener. Or his partner. That was just really shocking in a good way. I don't know how many people are willing to admit to this. I'm not into bestiality, but the idea of someone just having that much control over you and just using you for whatever they want is kind of a turn on. Really a turn on. It's memorable. And then, I don't know about any specific posts, but I really like hearing, I don't know if I hear this that much, but from guys when they do really tender things, just really loving, tender, audios. Those are memorable and really nice. Sometimes I'm in the mood for those, sometimes I'm in the mood for intense BDSM. And then I haven't heard very many, but one post have are either a collaboration between two ladies or F for Fs. Those are very rare. I'd like to hear more of those. And M for M, sometimes I'll listen to those. Those are great. So any of those things are memorable. Bonus question number six. What sort of things would you like to start recording on Gone Wild Audio? I've kind of mentioned this, I'd like to do some F for Fs. I feel like I haven't seen very many at all. I don't know how many people would be into that, but I'd like to do that, or I could do some collaborations, maybe with other ladies. I have a lot of ideas of things I'd like to do, and not enough alone time to do them. I'd like to do more hysterical literature in Spanish, probably, because I find my reading voice is sexier in Spanish than it is in English. I'm sure a lot of you guys agree. So I'd like to read some Spanish poetry. I really like Spanish poetry. I have to figure out what I'm allowed to do based on copyrights. I think I have a book of Spanish poetry that's also translated into English. Pablo Neruda. He's one of my favorite poets. I would love to read those, but I'm pretty sure it's still copyrighted. So I have to figure out what I can and cannot legally read. I'll do some of those and just a bunch of things. I'd like to do anything really. If anyone wants to do any scripts, be great. Bonus question number seven. I think. Have you found that you've changed as a person ever since getting involved with the GWA community? I've definitely been a lot more confident since recording audios. A lot more relaxed, I guess, since listening to audios. They do help me get off. Especially, it's nice to be told what to do and when to come. That's very helpful. So yeah, confidence. Less stressed, maybe. More flirtatious, I guess, on GWA and off. Yeah, it's been really nice. Bonus question. I've lost count, I want to say eight. Nope, I already did that one. Tell us something that you think we should know about you in order to be better friends with each other. I think basically anything in this audio that I've said, if you've been listening to this, should help you know me better and be better friends and better audio recording buddies. I don't know. Question number nine, bonus. What kind of audios do you like to listen to? I think I already said. I like a variety. It's kind of hard to find audios of submissive people, but those would probably be nice. I would like to listen to F for F audios. I listen to some F for A audios. I listen to male audios mostly. I like dominant audios. I like more romantic, tender audios. I like historical literature. I like 101s. I like general masturbating, getting off, orgasm noises, etc., moaning. The last question. I feel like this is 9. Bonus question number 9. I saved this one for last because I feel like some people, well, I already said my eye color. Sorry. Some people might not enjoy hearing what people look like that much. But so if you don't want to hear this, just end the audio now. Somebody wanted to know what my hair looks like. I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, so we'll see what happens then. My hair is curly. It's pretty curly, kind of wavy sometimes. It's brown. It's generally on the lighter side of brown. Not a very deep color. Kind of blondish sometimes if I spend enough time in the sun, which I don't that often. It goes down to like right long enough to cover my boobs. When it's curly, if I like stretch it out or straighten it, which I don't do very much, it goes down to like my belly button, I guess. So it's really soft all the time, which is really nice. I don't like people touching it that much though, because the nature of my hair, my curls, is that they kind of like stick together. And it's not like tangly or anything, but just messes my hair up when people try to run their fingers through it. But it's, I enjoy stroking it a lot because it's soft. That is all of the questions that I got for this. If you have any questions, comment or message, or maybe I'll do an AMA sometime. Feel free to talk to me about anything if you do want to talk about any of the things I mentioned here. Don't be shy. I like talking to people. I think that's all I have to say, so adios. I was gonna say hasta la vista, but I will not be seeing you. So, I forgot how to say things in Spanish. Hasta luego? Sure. Adios.